Very good morning to you, my dear listeners. Very good morning to you, wherever you find yourself in this beautiful, beautiful land of the brave. It's a Thursday morning. Some call it a mini Friday. And, well, welcome to Eagle FM. This is your number one talk radio stations. And thanks for joining us this morning. It's always, as always said, it's always a pleasure to be in your company. And thank you for choosing Eagle FM to be in your company this morning. So, the 31st is the end of the month, the 31st of July, the year 2025. Yes, let's look at what is, let's go to our segment on this day in Africa. What happened on this day in Africa? So, yes, on this day in Africa, the 31st of July, and on the 31st of July in 1879, the first submarine telegraph cable linking South Africa to Europe was completed. So, engineered by Charles Tilston Bright, the person called Charles Tilston Bright, it connected Cape Town to Madeira and onward to Britain, and dramatically improving communication between the colonies and Europe. And on the very same day, 31st of July in 1965, Ghana began its first ever television broadcasting, a notable milestone, of course, in Western Africa media history. So today is Africa Women's Day. So July 31st is observed annually as Africa Women's Day. This date celebrates and recognize the role and achievement of women across the African continent. So the day is rooted in the Pan-African Women's Movement and commemorate the first Congress of African Women held in Tanzania on July 31st in 1962, which led to the formation of the Pan-African Women's Organization. So the first woman organization on the continent to combat gender inequality and promote women's rights. So Africa Women's Day today. So happy Africa Women's Day to women in Africa. And also on 31st of July, 1993, the Springbok played their first rugby test match in Australia since 1971. So defeating the Wallabies in Sydney, a major event in South African sport. So one of the sports that I love as well. I love rugby. I was introduced to rugby when I was studying in Pretoria. I had a friend of mine who was actually a white guy, so from South Africa, of course. And he's the one who introduced me to rugby. Started going there, I have no idea before, but then started to understand what rugby is all about. But, well, it's a sport that I love. So, yeah, and in that time, actually Springbok then played their first rugby test match in Australia since 1971. So, if you're just joining us, welcome. And let's look at what is our thought for the day. Now, today's thought of the day. Today, the proverb is really, you know, if you have a problem of remembering, if you have a memory problem, this one is definitely for you. So, our thought for the day today. If you want to improve your memory, lend someone money. If you want to improve someone's memory, lend them money. Lend someone money. So definitely you will remember. All right. Now, the proverb is a funny cautionary saying from the West, from West African oral tradition. So it is not about truly boosting memory. So it's a humorous social commentary. Now, lending money definitely sharpen your memory, not because your brain becomes better. It's not because your brain it becomes better, but because the experience leaves a deep imprint, you know. So it reminds us now. The proverb reminds us, and especially today is the end of the month, you know. So the proverb now reminds us that lend thoughtfully, lend thoughtfully, or better yet, lend only what you are okay never to get back. So lend what you are okay never to get back. So lend thoughtfully. So don't just dish out because you got money. Lend only what you that's for your peace of mind. And I think that's something that we're talking about now on early morning scope. Yeah, okay. So lend what you are okay never to get back. Even if you don't get back, you don't really mind. You don't really mind much about it. All right. So yeah, that's our thought for the day. It says that if you want to improve your memory, lend someone money. You will definitely remember. So that's a good way actually to exercise. If you're that forgetful person, that's a better way actually of making sure that you're practicing that to remember. So lend money to somebody. All right. So, but in honesty, so that's our thought for the day. So make sure that you, you know, I hope that will help you in the decision and choices that you make throughout the day today. So lend thoughtfully, or better yet, lend only what you are okay never to get back. So if you want to remember to improve your memory, lend someone money. So that's our thought for the day today. So good morning and welcome to Unpacking the Day. So my name is Mike Oshoveni, and this is your daily dose of what is really going on in business, economic, and politics. Every weekday, we cut through the noise to make sense of the big stories, trends, and numbers not making headlines. So we keep it clear, a little witty, and always curious, asking the question that matter and giving you a fresh take on what people are saying. So the views shared during our segments do not necessarily reflect those of Eagle FM. We are here to unpack what others are saying and spark a meaningful conversation so you can be part of that big conversation. So this is your space. As we always say, this is your space to unpack the headlines and get to the heart of the stories. So good morning. If you just joining us, welcome. Welcome on board. And our time is about 42 minutes past the hour of 7, and you are on your number one talk radio station. So yeah, what you can expect today on our show is that around 8:30 we will have a guest today at 8:30 from Petrofund. So, and we will be talking about, is Namibia's youth ready to lead the oil and gas revolutions? So that, make sure that you tune in for that, because that's going to be revolutionary. So make sure that you are tuning for that interview on from our guest coming from Petrofund on that subject that we're going to look at, on that topic that we're going to look at. So, but before we get to that, we will also looking at Namibia's upstream petroleum unit announcing a regulatory review. And there's an article that actually looking at that, and it's written from Africa Energy Chamber. And I want us to look at that. It's coming from an outside, someone looking at Namibia from outside. And we want us to look at that and really scrutinize that as well. And if we have time, yesterday we couldn't look at it, we couldn't go into it. A UN report on most African nations remain dependent on commodity. So if we have time, we can still look at that. And also the foreign aid to Africa that is no longer viable. That's also in a United Nations Economic Commission for Africa. If we have time, we also gonna look at that as well. So as you can see, we have it packed, and stay tuned because I can tell you we'll be back.
Omutiha utekirwa kaguna imatina omjo chikao shafasa na longeshifa ya ishiwike moshiwana iye moya wo ota ingongotisa mwene anageshifa ya Namibia ompito mbwana wa olonjika seitha nina omayakuro nirandisomwa yoe yongeshifa yoe okupitira mo Eagle FM Media House ngoe tuende tuimemeha uka kombanga nena kara omkwashi pareki uimepo yomo programa detu moambo dengira selma onara heta tuimu datu heari jamano tano o ambiyaji Eagle FM the eye.
Yes, this is Eagle FM, your number one talk radio station. And good morning and welcome to Unpacking the Day. It is your host, Michael Chiavelli, live and direct, ready to cut through the noise and get to what really, really, really matters. So everywhere you go, from Kapana, you know, from Kapana standing Katutura to a boardroom in the CBD, there is one word on everyone's lips. Do you know what that word is? Oil and gas. Oil is the word that is on everyone's lips. So we hear about this massive discovery of our coast. Billions of barrels. Trillion of dollars. Sounds like we have won the lottery, right? So, but the big question, the one that should keep you up, you know, well, keep you up at night. So, is who get to cash the ticket? As I said, it sounds like we have won the lottery when we talk about billions of barrel and a trillion of dollar that's going to come in. It sounds like we have actually won the lottery. But the question is, who get to cash the ticket? So will this money, now that we, you know, that we have won the lottery, so will this money build a new Namibia for all of us? Or will it just make a handful of people very, very, very rich while the rest of us watch from the sidelines? Now, so there is this article, the article from the African Energy Chamber that talks directly to this. And that's what I want us to look at. It's full of big promises. It's full of big promises, especially for our young people. And today, our discussion with our guest from Petrofund, it's about young people and what is actually Petrofund is doing when it comes to oil and gas for our young people. And that's why it's so important to stay tuned until 8:30 this morning when we will get our guest on. So Now, the headline saying Namibia's government is reviewing the rules of the game to make things competitive to include the youth. Well, that's not exactly, I'm not paraphrasing. I'm actually paraphrasing. So, yeah. So Namibia's government is reviewing the rules of the game, you know, to make things more competitive and to include the youth as well. So that caught my interest. So that article caught my interest, and we are going to do what we do best, what we do here. We are going to tackle this article, but all right. So now we are going to tackle this article, put it under microscope as we do here, and break it down and unpack it. So what does it actually say? What is the article says? And more importantly, maybe what is not saying? What is the article is not saying? So let's get into it. So, and it's also good to hear what others outside Namibia, because it's always good to hear what the people outside Namibia are saying about you, especially about this lottery ticket we have now. So let's hear what they have to say, and also have our microscopic ready to magnify what they are saying. All right. So let's start. What are they telling us? Okay. What are they telling us that we don't know already? So much of that we know. So, all right. Let's start with the basics. The article is all about a new government body. This new government body called the Upstream Petroleum Unit. Well, you can think of them as the new referees for the oil and gas industry. Okay, they work directly out of the president office, which tells you this is very, very, very important, or which is actually tells you that this is a top priority. And the head of this unit was speaking at the youth in oil and gas summit in Wabash Bay last week. And this was the plan, okay? Yesterday, so the head of the unit is actually, Honorable. She's not the head of the unit. I don't know what you still call them, Honorable. Okay, Honorable Shilunga, Cornelius Shilunga. So this was the plan for this week. So we talked to the founder of Youth in Oil and Gas Summit, Julia Erastus. Okay, so yesterday we were supposed to, you know, we were supposed to speak to the head of this unit, the Upstream Petroleum Unit in the ministry, in the president's office. So she didn't give us the go. She didn't actually come. She was supposed to come back to me and said, yes, let's have an, it was supposed at 9 o'clock that we have to have that discussion. Contact her yesterday again, called her, not picking up. Okay. Then decided, okay, let's go to the next. So the Petrofund, it's an institution also that is actually involved in this. So we were looking actually to have a comprehensive, a holistic looking at this whole oil and gas summit that took place involving all these organizations. So that's what, but we were still hoping that we will be able to talk to her probably tomorrow as well, if she come back to me. So I have texted her, I have sent her, you know, messages, and I called her. Yeah. So hopefully she will say yes, because she's the main person that we want to talk to. While we want to find out what actually the summit is, I mean, the unit is all about, what it's up to, where are we, you know, all that. So the head of the unit, Miss Cornelia, spoke at Youth in Oil and Gas Summit in Wabash Bay last week. And she laid out a very positive vision of what they are about to do. So first, she said they are rewriting the rule book for our petroleum sector. They are rewriting the rule book for our petroleum sector, and this is a big deal. It is a big deal. You need new rules. We need new rules because you need a better strategy. Okay, but the other thing is that the old rules were written before we knew we had this much oil. And that's why we need new rules. It's a big deal. As I said, this is a big deal because the old rules were written before we knew we had this much oil, before we knew that we have this lottery. So it's like playing a friendly game of football in the garden, And then suddenly you are in the World Cup final. So you need new rules. So it's not the same as you are in the in the garden. So you need a better strategy. Okay? So that's where we are. So we find ourselves now in the World Cup, in the World Cup final, and definitely the rules in the garden doesn't work now in the World Cup. Okay? Hope that analogy works. So now the core message, the one they are really pushing, is youth empowerment. The article stresses that with our new government, making sure young people benefit is not an afterthought. That our young people benefit is not an afterthought. It's a national, if I can use quote unquote a word, national imperative. And I like the sound of that. I love the sound of that. It's a national imperative. It's a strong promise. Okay? It's a strong, very, very strong promise. So, and, well, they back it. They back this up with some serious numbers. So we are sitting on an estimate 11 billion barrel of oil. 11 billion barrel of oil. Let that sink in. Let that sink in. Not million, billion. Eh? And that's not even, and that's not even counting. That's not even counting the gas. That 11 billion barrel of oil. Yeah. Let me put this in perspective. Put that in perspective. Think of Norway. Norway, a country that built it, that built its entire modern society on oil. So that Norway has about 8 billion barrel in reserves. 8 billion barrel in reserves. We have more. We have more. This is nation-changing stuff. I can tell you that. This is a nation-changing stuff. It is. So we even have more than Norway. Eh? And Norway really have... builds its entire modern society on oil, and that's how really serious this is. As if we screw this up, we are screwed. But if we manage this right, we will be up there. We should be up there with this, you know, with other countries that have the same resources and did something with that. So now the article says the first oil could actually start flowing as early as 2029. And when you count, that's just 5 years away. You know, it's just 5 years away. It's around the corner. So the government is saying we need to get our house in order. We need to get our house in order. We need to do it now. Because we didn't know 30 years ago, we didn't know that we have this. It comes as a surprise. Honestly, it comes as a surprise. We didn't know that we have this. So we now suddenly, and now the government have to prepare itself. We all have to prepare. So the government is saying we need to get our house in order and we need to do it right now. So then it also talks about all the opportunity this will create, not just for the engineers and the geologists. You need geologists for this, right? Yeah. Not all, yeah, and geologists in fancy office. So, but people in, you need people in logistic, you need people in transport, you need people in environmental services, and all the businesses that will support this massive industry. So all this need to be prepared. Otherwise, we will be crying that jobs are given actually to expatriates, jobs are given to foreigners. So we need to prepare. And that's where now we're going to talk about with Petrol Fund, because they have some initiatives that help us to prepare, especially for the youth. Okay? So the article also ends with the call to action. Actually, that's what the government did. So the government is challenging everyone. So the government is challenging everyone. The big oil companies to train our people. It's challenging that the big company must train our people, the university to update what they teach. Okay? They must update what they teach. The government itself to speed up reforms. That's why now we're talking about that review. This is our discussion is based on the review that they're talking about. So, and importantly, they are challenging the youth. Yeah? The youth must get skilled. Get skilled, and also ask question and get involved. So that's all what is actually happening. So on the surface, this is fantastic. It's a fantastic story. It is proactive. It is positive. It's saying all the right things. Now, it's talking about inclusion, benefit for Namibians, and putting our massive youth population also front and center in the whole thing. And who can actually argue with that? Who can argue with that? But you knew there was a but coming. Because this is unpacking the day. That's why we're here. So when we come back from the break, we are going to ask the tough question. We are going to look at what is hiding between the lines of all this good news. Well, don't go away.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts or previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer a comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of its staff.
Welcome back. To Unpacking the Day. And if you're just joining us, welcome to Unpacking the Day. We're here until the hour of 9:30. So before the break, we laid out the government's promising vision for our oil future, based on the recent Africa Energy Chamber news article. So It's a vision of youth empowerment and also shared prosperity, if you like. So now let's do our job, okay? Let's do our job. Let's peel back the layers one by one, okay? Now, My first and biggest issue with this article is that it's a bit like a cotton candy. Do you know a cotton candy? Yeah, cotton candy, it looks big and sweet. But when you bite into, when you just bite into it, there's not much there. You know that cotton candy. Once you bite in it, there's not much. So, but it is sweet and it's actually look big and sweet, but just bite on it. It's absolutely nothing much in it. So it's full of beautiful words like, inclusivity, empowerment, and strategic. Yeah. But it is dangerously, and I put the word dangerously, it's dangerously short of details, short of absolutely details. Well, that's what we do on Unpacking. So it's looking, between the lines. So what does youth inclusivity actually mean in a policy? What does it mean? Think about it. Does it mean a law that say 30% of all new hires in the sector must be under 35? Does it mean a rule that says international company must contribute 2% of their profit to a national skills development fund, for example, managed transparently? Does it mean that contract? Does it mean that contract for things like caterings, security, and transport under a certain value, say 5 million, are reserved only for Namibian-owned companies? See the difference? These are concrete, measurable action. All right? The article gives us none of that. So, it gives us a goal. Yes, it gives us a goal, but no roadmap on how to get there. And this is the problem within much of the things that we get also from the government. How do we get there? A goal without a plan is just a wish. It's absolutely just a wish. So, my second point is about managing expectation. Okay? The article paints a picture of jobs for everyone. But we need to be brutally, brutally, brutally honest here. Okay? Now, when you think of the super higher paying specialized job on the oil rig, the deep sea drilling engineers, the subsurface geophysicist, is there something like that? Geophysicist? Yeah, they are geophysicists. So the geophysicist, those are few really. And in the beginning, I think at the very beginning, many of them will be filled by experienced expatriates. They will, because we simply haven't had an industry to train these people for the last 30 years. We didn't. As I said, we only knew that we have this few, 2 or 3 years ago. Or maybe more. So it takes years, it takes decades to train a top-level petroleum engineer. And think of this, the first oil is in 5 years. Well, that's what they say. So it's in 5 years. And do the math. Last time, the discussion that I have with Justina Eratus, or the youth in oil and gas, the question was, are the youth ready? Are we ready? So our first production will be in 5 years, according to the estimates, So you do the math. Are we ready? So the real volume of jobs for Namibians, especially at first, I think will be in support sectors. It will be in support sectors. Well, this is still fantastic. It's not that, okay. No, it's still fantastic. We must prepare our people for these specific jobs. So, and based on what we're talking about today, what we will be talking about in probably just 15 to 20 minutes is that, are we training world-class, for example, are we training world-class welders, certified project managers, logistic coordinators, hospitality managers who can run a five-star service for an offshore platform, for example? Are we? So this is where the focus needs to be right now. Otherwise, we will be just crying. We will be crying just like in other sectors where about 60% or whatever percentage is actually job is actually being done by expatriates, by foreigners. So third, let's talk about who is actually cheering this on. You know, the article quote the African Energy Chamber, the IEC. They are presented as a supportive voice for Africa. Okay? So, but let's be clear. Okay? Let's be very clear. The AEC is an industry lobby group. Okay? Their primary job is to advocate for the interests of oil and gas companies. That's what they advocate. That's what their primary job is. So when they praise Namibia's government's approach, that's great, but we should understand their perspective. They want a competitive environment, which often means low taxes and easy regulation for their members. So our government's job is to find the balance. It's to find the balance between being competitive for investors and being beneficial for your people, for the Namibians. And these two things are often in conflict. They're often in conflict. And we know that from the other sectors. So, and this brings us, and this brings me now to, on the most crucial point. Okay? On the most crucial point, the article doesn't mention the two scariest words. Two scariest words in resource development. So what are those two scariest words? Resource curse. Resource curse. And we don't have to look far. We don't have to look far for that. We don't have to look far. Look at some of our neighbors, countries that found oil, and instead of it being a blessing, it became a curse. It became a curse. It fueled corruption on scale, and we can't even imagine. And it made the political elite fantastically rich. So why the people remain poor? So it caused in some country, maybe like Angola, it caused the currency to become so strong that the other industries, for example, the other industry like agriculture and tourism, couldn't compete anymore. They died. So I think we have to be terrified of this. We have to be really, really terrified of this. So we have to learn from mistakes of Nigeria, mistakes of Angola, from mistakes of Equatorial Guinea. So we need to learn from those mistakes. So, and a plan for our oil that it doesn't have a very loud, very clear, very strong chapter on how we will avoid the resource curse. So if they are listening to me now, there must be a chapter in that, you know, that say how we will avoid the resource curse. So if we don't have that, then it's not a complete plan. It's a fantasy. It's absolutely a fantasy. So we need to have that in one chapter on that, how we will avoid the resource curse. So while the article really make us feel good, it make us feel good, it avoids all the hard, uncomfortable truth that we must confront if this is going to work. So, and we need to face that. So, yeah. And if we have one more piece, when we return, we'll talk about what this is all mean for you now. What does this all mean for me? For you, the listeners. And what we should be demanding from our leaders as they write this new chapter, this new future. So, well, stay tuned. We'll be back.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the I.
Yeah, this is Eagle FM, the I, and that's why we, you know, we have big eyes. When you come to Eagle FM, all of us that are in Eagle FM, we have these big eyes. Well, welcome to Unpacking. Welcome back on Unpacking the Day. So we have looked at the promises of youth empowerment in our new oil industry. And we have poked, if you like, you can use that word. And we poked some serious holes in the feeling good narrative that we looked at. So where do we go from here? Where do we go from here? And as I said, at 8:30, we will have a guest on our show. Make sure that you stay tuned. So, and discuss more about some of the things that I'm highlighting here. So, well, it is easy for me when I'm asking the question, where do we go from here? So for me, it is easy to sit here in a radio studio and criticize. So it is easy. So, but what is the solutions? What are the solutions? What should we, the people of Namibia, be doing? All right? As I said, for me, it's easy to do that, to criticize. So, but what should we do? What should the people of Namibia be doing? So, and this is not the time to be passive spectators. All right? It's really not. And remember what I said, you know, how much this, what we have, what is underneath, you know, it's quite a lot. We talk 11 barrel of, you know, of oil. So this is not the time to be passive spectators. This is our oil, our future. The time for action is now. Maybe I should start a political party. And the political party has to just to do the oil and gas political the oil and gas political party. Okay? So mine would be just the oil and gas political party. And it will fight for, this is what we're gonna fight. This political party is gonna fight. It's gonna fight for first. We must demand transparency. So that's what my political party will be. So demanding transparency. So we're talking about now this regulatory review that the ministry, the unit is going to do. That upstream unit is going to do. So this regulatory review that the upstream's petroleum unit is doing cannot happen behind closed doors. Okay, that's what my political party is going to fight. It must not happen behind doors, behind closed doors. It must be a public process. Are you going to join my party? So it must be a public process. The government should release a draft versions of these new laws and policies. So they should hold town halls meeting, town hall meetings. Not just in Windhoek, so because they have a tendency just to do this in Windhoek. So, but in Lüderitz, in Wavish Bay, in the north, in Katima, every Namibian should have a chance to read the proposal and have their say. All right? Are you ready to join my party? Because that's what I want to happen. And that's what I got. So once that's done, my party will dissolve. All right? So, now, the other thing is we must demand specificity. Specificity is the same word like that. Specific. And if you want it to be specificity, I don't know whether that's an English word. No, what I'm saying is that we need to move beyond slogans. Okay? We need to move beyond slogans. So the next time you hear politicians say, youth empowerment, your first question should be, okay, how? How are we going to empower them? How are we going to empower them? Force them to give you the details. We want the details. So, we need to be talking about local content. That's the industry term for it, okay? So, it means setting clear, legal binding targets. That's why I said we need to give details. We need detail. We need legal binding targets. Okay? What are the legal binding targets for the use of local labor, local services, local materials? What percentage of the money spent by Shell or by Total Energies must be spent with Namibian companies? This number needs to be in the law. It got to be in the law. It got to be in the law. So, and then the third things of what my party will do, we need education and skill evolution. And that's what we're going to talk. What we're going to talk, we talk about what is Petrol Fund is going to do. We're going to hear that. So we need that, education and skill evolution, because without having people actually, without educated people in this sector, we got nothing. We can't demand jobs. We can't, because how do you demand job for something that you have no clue? I want that job to screw up thing. And that needs to start yesterday. It needs to start yesterday. So the article mentioned that the government is challenging academia. Okay, that's good. That's really good. But is it happening? Is it happening? Our vocational training center, the VTC, is getting new funding to create courses for oil and gas technicians. Are they getting funds to create courses for oil and gas technicians? Is the University of Namibia creating partnership with universities in Norway? I was given a reference of Scotland. Now, to fast-track world-class petroleum degrees. We have to do it with people that actually have experience in this. Are we doing that? Remember, the 2029 is the deadline. 2029 is the deadline. The clock is ticking. You, the youth, should be asking UNAM, NAST, and VCTs, how are you preparing me for this future? You should be asking this. We're talking about this. How are you preparing me for this future? Of course, you're talking, we will going to have this much, how many jobs and all that. But how are you preparing me for this future? I don't have the technical skills. And to you, my fellow Namibians, the article says 71% of us are under the age of 35. I am not, okay? So let me make that clear. I am not. So I should be called Uncle Mike. No, don't come here calling me Uncle Mike. So, yeah, I'm old enough. But, you know, it says, the article says 71% of us are under the age of 35. So, and that is not a statistic. That is a superpower. I see that as a superpower. It's a superpower. It means that the youth are not a special interest group. They are not a special interest group. You are the majority. If you're talking about 71%, you are the majority. You have the power to set the agenda. You got the power to set the agenda. This is serious, guys. You get the power. So read up. So read up, get informed, talk to your friend, your family, your local counselor, whoever. Don't be intimidated by the big numbers and technical language. For example, I am not. And I'm not actually not, this is not actually, some of these are not my areas of expertise. At the heart of this, really, this is simple. It's simple. It's our resources. It should build our nation. So read up, get informed. And that's what we're doing. That's why we keep doing. So, and also, please don't waste our energy. So we try to go to the length to bring you some of these and even get you people and give you all this information. It's we want you to know where are we going, what is happening, and how you can get involved. Journey with us, journey with where we are. This is a once-in-a-100-years opportunity. A once-in-a-100-years opportunity. If we screw it up, we are doomed. So this oil can either build the Namibian nation, can either build Namibia and so it can either excuse me. So now, this oil can either build the Namibia we all want or we all dream of. So with good schools, with modern hospitals, with decent jobs, and a bright future for our children. It can either do that or it can be a story of what might have been. It's our choice. It is really our choice. And you must be involved. You must be involved. So, read up. Get informed. That's what I'm telling you. Read up and get informed. So, a story of new, you know that. It's as I said, it either can be a bright future for our children or whatever, as I said, it either can be whatever we want, what we're dreaming of. So, or it can be a story of what might have been, a story of a few new skyscraper, you know, the skyscraper. So in Windhoek and a lot of broken promises. So that can be that as well. And you know what is a skyscraper? You know, skyscraper. You know, those mighty building, you know, mighty story building that you have in Windhoek. So, and who, you only look at those buildings because you never get in those buildings. So because they are owned by someone else. That could be the way. So now the choice is ours. The choice is ours. So, but It depends entirely on the question we ask and the accountability we demand. And that start vandaag. That begin right now. 27 minutes past the hour of 8. So in 3 minutes, we're going to talk to our guests. But you're also welcome to come. Yeah, if you have a quick thing that you want to say, just quick before we get there, it could be maybe not even possible. So, but stay tuned. So we will definitely be back. So stay tuned.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
So, not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Omudiha, utekiru wakaguna, ii madina omjo. Chikawa shafasa na nana, nongeshifa yae, shiwike moshiwana. Ii moyao, ota ingongo tisamwene. Anangeshifa ya Namibia, ombitombwa na wa oronjika. Seitha nina omayakuro nirandithoma yoe, yongeshifa yoe kupitira mo Eagle FM Media House. Ngoe tuende tuimemeha uu kakombanga nina. Kara omupashi paregi uimepo yomo programa letu. Moambo dengera selma konarahi tatu imu. Datu ndatu heari hamano tano oni haji. Eagle FM, the eye.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Well, very good morning to you, Namibia. Welcome back to Unpacking Their Day. You know, the buzz, as we have been talking, the buzz around our country's growing oil and gas sector is becoming louder every day. So, and with it, the critical question of how we ensure this economic explosion truly benefit all Namibians, especially our youth. Today, we are diving deep into a crucial initiative designed to put young Namibian right at the heart of these energy revolutions. So we are joined by Mr. Shoki Kanjimi, the Communication and Stakeholder Engagement Officer for the Petroleum Training and Education Fund, or PetroFund. Mr. Kanjimi, good morning and welcome to Unpacking the Day.
Good morning, Mr. Mike. Thank you so much for having me. It's always a pleasure to be on air.
All right. Mr. Kanjimi, the excitement surrounding Namibia's oil and gas potential is becoming real. And the PetroFund has just launched its flagship, you know, scholarship programs. So what inspired PetroFund to launch this flagship scholarship program for Namibian youth?
No, thank you very much once again. Of course, PetroFund is a government statutory body, under the Ministry of Industries, Mines and Energy. And really our mandate is to ensure that we build capacity within the oil and gas industry through, training, through our flagship program, as you alluded to earlier, which is our scholarship program.
Yeah.
So, this is at the backdrop of our mandate, basically, of building capacity in the Namibian oil and gas industry. So we are responsible to really look into how we can prepare young Namibians to participate in this industry. Now, for you to participate, you need to gain the necessary skills for you to be able to work, to participate. Well, for those also who want to perhaps in the future also participate from an entrepreneurial perspective.
Yeah.
But in terms of this regard, we of course launched the scholarship program to provide young Namibians or Namibians in general an opportunity to go and study different fields that speak to the oil and gas industry.
So when we look at the NDP6, how does this scholarship really fit into Namibia's biggest, the bigger plans for its energy future? So especially with oil and gas now about actually to take, it's actually taking off already.
Yeah. No, definitely this national strategies really speak one or the other same language.
Yeah.
In terms of building our local content, which is quite very important, having a workforce development strategy for the oil and gas industry. So we complement that as Petrofund by offering this scholarship, by training different individuals. One of the, not only the scholarship we need to focus on, what we also do here at Petrofund is that we train government officials to really regulate this industry. As I alluded to you earlier, the oil and gas industry is a new industry for the country.
Yeah.
So there is a need for us to take the different government offices, ministries, and agencies to be capacitated on how to best regulate and serve the Namibian interest when it comes to the oil and gas industry. So that's what we do to complement this national priority areas.
Yeah. So now, can you walk us through what this scholarship offers? Who can apply and what kind of studies does it cover?
Indeed. As Mike, like I said, the scholarship is really will be opening very soon on the 4th of August, and it will run until the 7th of October. But of course, we will continuously communicate this on our different platforms and the other platforms that are available. So it's open to every, you must be a Namibian. That is our very, very first requirement because we want Namibians to benefit from this. Secondly, of course, it depends on the different scholarships that we have. When you look at the undergraduate, you are required basically to do grade 12 AS level, and you must at least have 3 to 4 subjects or subjects on AS that speak to science-related programs.
Yeah.
We speak of your chemistry, your bio, your physics, your English, mathematics, and also by extension, perhaps also biology.
Yeah.
Of course, then you come to postgraduate. Of course, we do fund students to study either in Namibia or SADC or even beyond in other countries as we speak.
Yeah.
We do have students currently studying in the UK, the US, France, etc.
Yeah.
So for you to qualify for this program, of course, you must have an honors degree in the relevant field, science, of course. And then you must also have an average of 60% in the last final year of your honors degree, so that you qualify. One thing I also forgot to mention is, from the undergraduate, we always, fund SADC, right? So we want you to study in SADC so that you really get the basic or the foundation before you can go on to the master's program and study. So basically it's open to everyone. You are allowed to apply online. We do not have manual applications.
Yeah.
Of course, we are in a digital era and we are urging people to really go on our website and apply.
Okay. I didn't get the date when it's open and when it closes. You said when would it open?
Basically the scholarships will open on the 4th of August 2025.
Yeah.
And it run until Friday the 17th. Of October at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
And we urge Namibians to apply.
Okay. Now, so would it now when student now given the scholarships and to the where they can go and study, would that actually depend on where they applied, or would it actually the Petrofund is the one actually saying we will be sending you to this institution because that's what we think it's more appropriate for what you want to study. Or how would it work?
No, it's a very, very quick question, Mike. You know, nowadays we are faced with quite a lot of issues when it comes to different institutions of higher learning.
Yeah.
We do find bogus, you know, institutions that are not accredited and all that.
Yeah.
So we really, when we deploy our students to these different universities, we also test them, and in most cases we have memorandums of understanding in place.
Mm.
So when you look at the undergraduate, really we urge them to study at Namibian universities.
Yeah.
You look at the University of Namibia University of Science and Technology, NAS, and UNAM are one of those institutions that we always recommend for our students to study courses related to engineering, the different disciplines. Speak of chemical, mechanical. We speak of power engineering and so forth. And we also speak of geology, which is also known as geoscience,
yeah.
which is at UNAM in the south. It's also one of them that we really recommend. And now we have added this year also paramedics, because we have now seen the importance of safety within the industry. Of course, safety has always been a big thing, so it's now time for us to also deploy Namibians to also assist in the safety area of the oil and gas industry.
Yeah.
When you look at the postgraduate courses, really we do indeed recommend to students which universities we are willing to fund. And most of them, when you look at the geology, in petroleum geology, it's only found at UNAM. So we only fund in UNAM when you want to study that project.
Yeah.
It's also in the south. But then you find other specializations which we really send our students to universities like in the UK.
Mm.
We speak about petroleum geology, geophysics in oil and gas, reservoir evaluation management, and so many others. In the UK, in the US, France, those are the top universities that really have good quality
yeah.
courses when it comes to oil and gas related programs.
Mm. It's also, because also in Namibia, I mean, this oil and gas sector is pretty new, and we don't have 5 years ago, or maybe let's say 10 years ago, we didn't have this industry in Namibia. So then, what are the skills are missing right now that this program wants to fix? I know you talk about the courses that you undergraduate and postgraduate courses that you're focusing on, but what are the skills that are missing right now that this program wants to fix?
Indeed. So definitely what we do, Mr. Mike, is that before we come up with these programs, right?
Yeah.
I think it's very important that we inform the public of this, is that we sit with what we call operators.
Mm.
Operators are your Total Energies, your Shells, your Gulfs, Rhino Resources. And then we also have what we call service companies that also complement or support the work of operators, your Baker Hughes, your SLBs, your Halliburton. These are now service companies that now do the actual work of their operators. So what we do is, at the beginning of the year, we conduct a skills analysis with them, because they are the ones who recruit this graduates at the end of the day. They are the ones who know what is missing in terms of the industry. Because like you indicated, it's a new industry, so we continuously need to develop the different areas. So when you look at the undergraduates, of course, Namibia is still in an exploration stage. We are still doing appraisals. Of course, we have discovered oil in the country. However, operators have not yet made the decision of what we call FID, the financial investment decision. Once that is made, then we now move on to production, which means we will be producing oil in the country.
Yeah.
So we anticipate that decision to be made hopefully by next year. It will be a momentous occasion for Namibia if that decision is made. So when you come to our programs, undergraduate, of course, like I said, we're in exploration appraisal. Your basic foundational programs are needed, which is now your engineering, your geology, or geoscience, and now we have the paramedics. When you come to postgraduate, we have now decided, usually we would also just focus on the exploration-related programs, right?
Yeah.
But now that we have discovered oil in the country, we said we'll cover all areas of the full chain of the oil and gas industry.
Yeah.
So we are covering from exploration, appraisals, development, you look at production, and also what happens after production. So we have gone full force on postgraduate to to open up all these programs. Of course, they will be on our website, and Namibians who have an interest can really go through and browse and see what interests them, what fits their capabilities and skills, and they can apply. So really, we have gone full force in terms of our postgraduate programs. What we have also done, Mike, one thing that I've also not mentioned, is the TVET scholarships.
Yeah.
The TVET, yes, they do come as ad hoc. However, they are very important. Recently, we just deployed some students to Malaysia.
Yeah.
Malaysia, in terms of remote operated vehicle pilot technicians. Now, this is a very specialized program because we need Namibians who can operate these remote operated vehicles.
Yeah.
Because Namibia's sea is quite very deep. It's ultra deep. That is what our experts are telling us. One of the deepest when it comes to the oil and gas industry. So you need a remote operated vehicle that can go down where humans cannot dive in offshore.
Mm.
So, and we deem that necessary with our stakeholder Subsea 7 to really deploy the students that will be back, and they will also be deployed globally so that they get the necessary experience so that once our industry is ready, already we have Namibians that can do this work.
Yeah. Man, I have this conflict in my mind, which I want you to clear up. I don't want to sound like I'm an angel of doom, you know.
Yes.
So, you must have really an encouragement to invest in a program like this by knowing that, by as I said, encouragement is that there's still the final investment decision has still have to be done next year by like Total Energies and others. Okay, so. Mm-hmm. You must have some kind of encouragement to think we can, and also the conflict is now, but we need to do that as well, because if that happen, so we have people also that are ready. So you understand my understanding, but if we but then we also could have actually invest money in something that might not actually happen in the future, isn't it?
Yes.
But do you understand my conflict?
Yeah. No, I definitely understand your conflict. It's of course everyone's concern.
Yeah.
To say that yes, we invest in these programs. Maybe FID does not happen. Of course, but what we do from Petrofund is, when we select these candidates, and that's why we emphasize on undergraduate programs that are your foundational programs.
Yeah.
Let's take engineering, for instance. If you study engineering, chemical engineering, it does not directly specialize in oil and gas, right?
Okay.
This means that even if FID does not work or doesn't come, you can still go and work in other sectors.
Yeah.
The mining sector, the electricity area is also there where you can go work in your different areas, you know. And that's why we always say and encourage our candidates, do not specialize first directly into a particular industry. Because once that industry does not perform or does no longer exist, what happens to you?
Mm.
So first get your foundational programs. Where you are able to work in different areas. Geology, for instance, if you're not able to work in the oil and gas industry, you can look into other areas of studying potential earthquakes and all that. You know, the study of rocks.
Mm.
So you can still work in other areas. So that's why we always say, do the foundational course, and then you specialize at postgraduate level, right?
Yeah.
And this is the case with most of our candidates. When we tell them to come and specialize, because when you come to your master's program, for instance, you're no longer just doing geology. You're doing a master's of science in petroleum geology.
Mm-hmm.
So you are now starting to specialize.
Yeah.
So if FID does not come, still you can go back to the industry, different industries where you're able to operate.
All right. Now, a lot of graduates, not only probably in these sectors, I really find it difficult to land jobs, you know?
Yeah.
How is Petrofund making sure its students are ready to step into, to step right into the industry?
You know, Mike, Namibia is really, really, really very fortunate that we do have operators and service companies that are really coming to set up, sites and offices in our country.
Mm.
And they are coming to us as Petrofund, where we ink memorandums of understanding in terms of how we can partner on skills development, workforce development, and so forth. So we have really already signed over 10 MOUs with these strategic partners to say, look, we are willing to deploy these students to go and study the different areas.
Yeah.
All we ask of you is to take them in, number one, for internships, on-the-job training, which is very crucial, and eventually get recruited into these operations that will be taking place in the country.
Mm.
And this has been the case with us. So all our students have really undergone what we call internships, on-the-job training, and eventually get employed. I'm happy to inform you that even some of the service companies and operators are currently being led one way or the other by our alumni. When we speak of NAMCO, its acting managing director is an alumni of Petrofund. When we speak about the Petroleum Commissioner, she is an alumni of Petrofund. When you speak of an operator like BW Energy, the deputy country manager is a Petrofund alumni. So all of there are a lot of good stories we can really tell in terms of the final results of our students, where they are deployed, and not only just in your normal entry positions, but in leadership roles as well.
Yeah. So you just mentioned about internship there. So your program actually got a 90% internship and job placement rate for master's student. And that's very, right. very, very impressive. So what is behind this success?
Of course, like I indicated, is number one, Petrofund is a respected institution within the oil and gas industry.
Yeah.
Of course, having over 30 years of experience, not even knowing that one day we'll discover oil. The Namibian government was very visionary at the onset of independence to say, one day we will discover oil. Let's establish an organization that can already facilitate and spearhead skills development, workforce development for the future. Here we are, and we have discovered oil and gas. Now, do we have Namibians? Yes, we have trained Namibians. We continue to train Namibians. And now people have seen and respected this Petrofund model that service companies continuously praise, because in other countries, it's not the case.
Mm.
Once they only start when they're producing already. I just recently came from Guyana, and they don't have a similar model. And they are saying, wow, Namibia did quite good to be very proactive and deploy Namibians in the industry already. So for us, I would say it's our good relationships that we enjoy with the sector, and we really maintain a high level of professionalism, a high level of not compromising on the different areas such as health, such as integrity, and all the other good values that we share.
Yeah. So one concern, not only politicians, but every one of us have, is always our rural young people. Okay.
Yeah.
So, and we're always afraid that they can be left behind when it comes to programs or initiatives like this. So how are you making sure young people from rural areas or tough, background are included too?
Indeed. Indeed, at Petrofund, every year we deploy our team to the different regions to really speak directly to the student. There will be a week where we decide, of course, the Ministry of Education, the Regional Education Directorates are organizing every year regional career fairs, and they really target different areas within their regions and constituencies where they invite us, and we really prioritize these programs because we don't want to only publish our adverts in the newspapers on digital platforms. We want to take it directly to the students, and many of them come back and say, yes, sir, madam, you're the one who told me about this opportunity when I was in Opuo, when I was in Edai, in the different areas of our country. So what we do is we go in, create awareness about the opportunities, just unpack what our requirements are. What we also do on top of that is that we take experts in the different areas, be it a geologist, be it an engineer who is in the oil and gas industry, to also give them a synopsis or an overview of the industry. Because before we speak about the scholarship, we want them to understand what the industry entails.
Yeah.
What are the pros, what are the cons, so that they also make calculated decisions once they decide to enter the industry. That's where we bring in our presentation to say, look, well, there is a fund that will fund you through a fully funded scholarship. All you need to focus on is your studies, and Petrofund will fill the gap of all your financials during the journey of your studies. So we do go out in the different areas, of course, the different expos and trade fairs. We also participate to ensure we get the maximum opportunity to share that message with our people. And platforms like this, Mike, are really good for us because they also provide us an opportunity to continuously communicate, remind Namibians that opportunities are there, and Namibians just need to wake up and grab them.
All right. So we will have a quick commercial break, and we will continue on some of our aspects as well. Just stay tuned. We'll be back.
Every year, someone turns 18 years old. For all Namibian citizens who have just turned 18 years, now is your time to begin your voting journey. Just take the first and most important step to register as a voter. The supplementary registration of voters will take place from the 4th until the 19th of August 2025. This voter registration process will allow you to vote in the 2025 regional councils and local authority elections. Get involved. Step up for your right. Register to vote.
Okay, welcome back. And I'm talking to Mr. Kanchimi. So now there's this exciting national CV repository, you know, that's for oil and gas, and it really sound very, very exciting. So how will this initiative specifically bridge the gap between skilled graduates and the actual demand from the industry's employers?
Indeed. So, Mike, you know, the oil and gas industry is one that is very, very disruptive, right?
Yeah.
When production starts, you will see a lot of things change, a lot of things move at a very fast pace. I learned of this experience when I was recently, I took a three-week-long benchmarking exercise in countries like the United States, in Houston.
Yeah.
I went to Rio de Janeiro in Brazil, and I went to Georgetown in Guyana, one of the new kids on the block that is producing oil. And one of the countries, Guyana, for instance, they informed us that their GDP doubled when they started producing oil. So these are some of the experiences that we are likely to get in the country. Our GDP is likely to double once we start producing oil in the country. And you will need a skilled workforce already ready to be deployed in the different areas of the petroleum industry. So what did we as Petrofund decide? Look, yes, we have funded over 400 students since our establishment, but are these enough? No. They are not enough. We need more. So we said, look, okay, we might not be able to fund all of them. However, there are other institutions that are also doing their part to fund them, perhaps through the foundational programs that I alluded to earlier. Why not create a database where these young Namibians or Namibians in general can just submit their CVs and qualifications, and we then share this with different strategic partners who are looking for different skill sets within the oil and gas industry to train already. And the emphasis now is to train and allow them to specialize in the oil and gas.
Yeah.
An example through this depository is that we have deployed students with Technip FMC. right? Mm. So they took these students to go train them in countries like France, in countries like Nigeria, in countries like Angola, and what they've already done and why these are good success stories is that 10 of them this year we already received have gotten full-time contracts after a six-month intensive training, and we are really happy. So we have created this a CV depository database when Namibians can come and submit their CVs. Currently, it's manual. We are in the process of digitalizing it so that you don't need to really travel to Namibia. We want to make it easier for Namibians so that when you're sitting in Kaisosi in Rundu, you can go onto your laptop and just, you know, deposit your CV, and we then give it to our partners, and they then recruit you for training, on-the-job training, internships, and eventually, hopefully, of course, get employment.
Yeah. Well, the content, the local content, is one thing that this administration really, really, really emphasizing on. You know, it's one of the policies that they are really, really emphasizing on. How does the petroleum fund, the petrol fund actually work, line up with that, to keep opportunities here at home?
Indeed. You see, local content is really key for any country. It's really key to ensure that Namibians are capacitated, and are able to work in this industry. It's really key that we have all the necessary skills, to participate in this, growing industry.
Yeah.
It's also key that we have strategic objectives in terms of how do we deploy these Namibians in the different special areas so that when we reach a stage of FID, when we reach a stage of production, we will not be seeing an influx of international experts.
Yeah.
I think one important thing to highlight is there is no issue to have an international expert in your country. We need them because this industry is new. However, in the long run, we want them to pass on these skills to Namibians.
Mm.
And this is what is happening currently. With these MOUs, these agreements that we have, we have told these international companies to say, look.
Mr. Kanchimi, quickly, we're going to have another quick commercial, né? And then we can continue on that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
When you choose UNAM,
you get credible accreditations.
You get internationally recognized qualifications.
You get a university with a growing reputation.
When you choose UNAM,
you get a head start on local jobs.
You become connected in a growing Namibia.
You stay in the best country in the world.
Because you already know you love it here.
Open your mind to UNAM.
And UNAM will open the world to you.
UNAM is your university, Namibia.
Because the U in UNAM is you.
All right, welcome back. That's always caught me. The U in UNAM, always. Yeah. So, welcome back. Now, we were talking about the local content policy. Yeah. So, you were saying...
Yeah, indeed, I was just demonstrating to you in terms of how important it is for us as a country to already have a local content policy in place.
Yeah.
Of course, the ministry has done quite a good job in getting approval from cabinet. Of course, this is now to create awareness in the different constituencies and the different regions of our country so our people can appreciate government's intention. Government's priority to ensure that Namibians are not left out of this industry. So, like I told you, we are assisting the local content to meet its target by ensuring that we build the skills in the country, we build the workforce development so that once there are Namibians needed in these different areas of the industry, they are available and ready to work in this. One other area also that we are working towards, developing is also the supply chain management of the oil and gas industry.
Yeah.
We also want to look at how do we capacitate entrepreneurs to bid for projects that are going to be out there once production starts. You know, there's different criteria that are required for the oil and gas industry, not your normal bid that you do for catering at a specific institution. Mm-hmm. Your catering needs to meet a certain standard, for instance. There are also other requirements like BOSIET, where you are able to work offshore.
Yeah.
These are the things that we need to say, how do we come in as a spectral fund to fill this gap. So that is our responsibility in terms of building capacity in line with what the local content requires of us.
All right. So and Petrofund has spent over 115 million on students. So how do you know that this is paying off, and what is the impact so far?
Yeah, like you highlighted already, over 90% of all our graduates are deployed in different areas. 100%, we must say, are currently employed as we speak, because we keep in touch with all of them. They always continuously update us where they are. Already from independence, we have also been funding courses like economics, courses like finance, courses like, IT and all that. And even your big names today, they were funded by Petrofund. We speak of Sam Sivutes at NAMRAS. We speak of, Volas at the Standard Institute. These are all people coming from Petrofund.
Yeah.
They had some science specialized courses or commerce, or even some of them are lawyers. We speak of Shakwa Nyambe's, the top lawyers with the oil and gas industry.
Yeah.
Are all coming from Petrofund. So you can already see that our result, our total output has really met our targets in terms of them being employed. And our vision is just to maintain that, to get more Namibians employed from our graduates, and on top from our depository CV database, we also want to see many of them getting employed in the different areas that the industry have currently.
Yeah. Now, before maybe we come to the end of our discussions, what would you say now to a young Namibian who is thinking about jumping now into oil and gas as a career? So what would you say to them?
Yeah, one thing is, firstly, you need to identify your passion. You need to identify what you're passionate about. That will inform you in terms of which area or career to pursue. And if that is in the oil and gas industry, we are happy as Petrofund, and we are here to basically ensure that your journey within the oil and gas industry is smooth, is one that will result in employment, or perhaps you creating your own company in the future and employing other more Namibians out there.
Yeah.
But however, what I always and always caution our Namibians is, don't specialize first. Yeah. Don't specialize first. Get the foundational programs, of course, which we have also restricted for our undergraduates, to ensure that they do the foundational programs before they go on and specialize in the industry, so that once the industry is at what one would call a low tide, they're able to also diversify and work in other industries. But when it's at high tide, you can come back. And of course, participate meaningfully, because you still have the capabilities and skills needed to complement the industry. So you need to do research. You need to go out there and see where the opportunities lie. You have a responsibility. However, government also has a responsibility, meaning it's a shared responsibility of all of us to work together to ensure that you as a Namibian are able to participate in the oil and gas industry. We are really, really trading very carefully to ensure that our industry is not dominated by international experts, but is dominated by Namibians, because these are our resources.
Yeah. And probably finally, what is your big message, or what is your message to our listeners about where Namibia's energy sector is actually headed, and how our youth are shaping that?
Indeed, the industry is here, Namibians. The industry is here. It's not going. Of course, explorations are taking place. Namibia is considered a top destination for many of these oil companies, and they're all here in the country. Oh, there was a month where every week we used to open different bases. We used to attend all these inaugurations. And every week we continuously get engagements of different institutions that want to come and work in our country due to our favorable and stable political landscape, stable economic landscape, yeah. and the peace that we enjoy as a country. So the industry is for us now to, is requiring of us to maximize on our good, stable, economic, political, and friendly environment that we have to really maximize on it, to participate. Let's not wait until we start producing. Let's participate now, be it from you studying to study to get the necessary skills, or be you being a entrepreneur, a business, a man or woman, to see how you can also give your part or play your part in terms of the oil and gas industry. So let's not wait until the last moment. Let's create these opportunities. Opportunities are there the minute you start doing research and creating them.
Well, Mr. Shoki, thank you for joining us this morning and really for shedding light on Petrofund's flagship scholarship program and other programs that you are involved in. And it was really a pleasure having you, and I think our listeners really have gained information on, and also those who may want actually to take up this scholarship probably have got now more information on what to do, how to go about it. And thank you again for making time and talk to us and talk to our listeners as well.
No, thank you very much, Mr. Mike, for the platform. It's always an honor to be here.
All right. Have a very pleasant day ahead, yeah?
Thank you so much.
All right. All right, and that it's Mr. Shoki Kanjimi, the Communication and Stakeholder Engagement Officer at the Petrofund. Well, as I said, giving us the breakdown and shedding lights on the programs they have launched, the flagship scholarship programs that they have launched. And also on other, you know, internship and placement and other things that they are doing, especially to prepare our young people for this important sector. So come through. Our telephone number is 08333-66091. 08333-66091. So you are now welcome to come through. We have about still about 20 minutes, and I'm going to give this 20 minutes to you now to come through and really have your say or comment or react to anything that we have discussed so far with Mr. Kanjimi, and or anything that you want to actually talk about oil and gas and how the government is probably handling this. I was talking earlier on this matter as well, with different aspect that we look at. So please do come through and react or have your contribution. Our telephone number is this. Our telephone number again, 08333-66091. And we live in Ondangwa. So do come through. We are waiting for you.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Eagle FM.
Yes, this is Eagle FM, your number one talk radio station. It's about, our time is about, our time is, it's not about, the time is not about, Mike. The time is the time. So it's 12 minutes past the hour of 9. And
So we, if you're just joining us, we go up to the hour of 9:30 and we have about, we still have about 18 minutes for you, to come through and have your say, have your contribution on the topic today, on what we have discussed so far, on the show this morning, or anything that you want to contribute on the whole question of oil and gas. Yeah. So the platform is yours now. I have absolutely given that to you. So yes, I was talking to Mr. Kanjimi, there are quite a number of things that he actually said. The Petrol Fund is actually doing quite exciting, actually, things. And if you are a youth out there, starting the 4th of August, if I got that right, the 4th of August until sometime in September. So the application will be now open. You will be then open to apply for different courses that are being funded under this flagship scholarship program. So that will be opened until the 26th of September, from the 4th of August to 26th of September, if I got that right. So yeah, if you have interest and passion about oil, and this is maybe the field that you want to go into, make sure that you go online and apply. So it doesn't matter if you're in the rural area, where try to find somewhere. Don't just be someone, no, I'm here, I don't have the facilities. Go, come to Oshakati, wherever you are, come to Ondangwa, or come to Enana, or come to Opuo, wherever you have come to Rundu, and then get someone to help you with the internet, where you can be able to apply. Just do something. Don't just sit and think. You could be actually at the school where you're doing well in subject like math, you know, physics and geography, or geography as well. Yeah, geography and biology. He mentioned also biology. So make sure that you go and do and do something for yourself. Okay, the opportunity is there. We'll be back after this.
The Electoral Commission of Namibia provides an opportunity for all eligible voters who did not register in the previous voter registration process. The supplementary registration of voters will take place from the 4th until the 19th of August 2025. This will allow all eligible Namibian citizens to participate in the 2025 Regional Council and Local Authority elections. If you are an 18 years or older Namibian citizen without a valid voter's card, and if you are able to identify yourself, then don't miss this opportunity to register as a voter. Democracy thrives through participation. Get involved, step up, and register to vote.
Omutiha utekirwa kaguna imatina omjo. Chikao shafa sana na longe shifa ya ishiwike moshiwana. Iye moyao ota ingongotisa mwene. Anage shifa ya Namibia ompitombwa na wa oronjika. Seitha nina omayakuro mirandi toma yoe yonge shifa yoe okupipira mo Eagle FM Media House. Ngoe tuende tu imemeha uka kombanga nina. Kara omkwa shifareki uimupo yomo programa detu. Moambo dengira selma onarahe tatu imu. Datu ndatu heari hamano tano oniaji. Eagle FM for I.
Okay, welcome back. So, all right, welcome back. And our time has about 16 minutes past the hour of nine, and as I said, at 9:30, so we definitely
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of its staff.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Great news. Impa just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
All right, welcome back. You know, as I always said, you know, when you're live, anything always can happen. All right, so welcome back. And our time is about 19 minutes past the hour of 9. Please do come through if you want to have your comment or participate on the show or what we have so talked about so far.
Good morning. Welcome to Unpacking the Day.
Yeah, good morning, Mr. Oshoveli.
Good morning, Uncle Bwana. How are you?
How are you?
I'm fine. I'm always fine. And how are you?
It's great. Thank God for that.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. I think as to your question as to how are they going to implement those vision, that vision.
Yeah.
Is more answered by the spokesperson.
Yeah.
And as far as the upskilling and the graduate training, our youth, equipping them with the relevant skills in that field. Mm. Most of the time now I like going to this Ifikepunye campus, engineering.
Okay.
So I do most of my study there.
In Ongwediva?
Excuse me?
In Ongwediva?
No, Ongwediva.
Oh, I thought you were in Windhoek.
No, I do go there whenever I find myself here.
Oh, okay.
That's where I do my study.
Yeah.
So it's more conducive, unlike even UNAM, the one on the Shagati.
Yeah.
So now you see now, I think the effort of training and developing and equipping these young ones, and I don't know how long that campus has been in place now.
Yeah.
And the spokesperson said, currently they have got 10 memorandum of understanding.
Yeah.
Signed. And one thing before I forget is that I know now petroleum, what? That thing, that fund, Namco, is it Namco now or whatever?
No, the petrol fund.
Yes, the petroleum fund.
Yeah.
The first time when I went to university, Namibia, 2000 actually.
Mm.
This is 2001.
Yeah.
So I was studying with the people who were sponsored by that company.
Yeah, no, they have done very well.
They were always focusing on mathematics and physics and chemistry.
There are a lot of very powerful people, if you can say, that are funded by Petrofund. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and those students, I know most of them now, they became teachers. They were there. I think most of them, they are principals now.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying here is that I think that is the implementation plan.
Mm.
So, and they always have an action plan, implementation plan.
Yeah.
To implement those programming and strategies and things like that.
Yeah.
It's true, and I appreciate most of the things that he said. I think I don't need to dilute anything there.
Yeah.
Just that, yes, there is a need for you to demand. To demand the service, to demand the accountability and all those values. Like you were mentioning in your introduction that, yes, you need to demand and all these things.
Yeah.
So in demanding, there is that relationship, aristocratic relationship that should come from us, that corresponding responsibility or obligation from us.
Yeah, definitely.
So like we are saying, I know very well that there are a lot of artisans, those who have graduated from, VTC and all this UNAM and all these other things.
Yeah.
Maybe it's also good to assist them, especially those who are investing. Because your question as to how do we do that without a implementation plan? I think the implementation plan is there. The spokesperson, I just highlighted it.
Yeah.
And then he directly spoke more on those issues, how to achieve those goals, I mean the results.
Yeah.
Their total output is really speaking to us, and we are grateful. If all the stakeholders are engaged, are there, and they deploy, thank God they have come up with that database for graduates and things like that, where they submit to the Ministry of Labor.
Yeah.
It's justice and labor now. So now, if we do not, but I'm talking about now those who do not, I'm speaking about those who are not, those who just fell on the wayside from grade 12 or 10 or what, those ones.
Yeah.
Those who might not possess those skills that you are talking about. Those are the ones that we need to organize.
Yeah.
You guys who are getting now those million tenders and things like that, you now need to come into the rural area here and poach them out.
Mm.
Because they are bringing, they are playing cards, they are doing what? Because they are not well organized.
Yeah.
And they need to come up with the leadership strategy for you now, and then capitalize on what the spokesperson. What's his name again? Sorry?
Kanjimi.
Kanjimi.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mr. Kanjimi.
Mm.
So those are plans. Then we should now tap in.
Yeah.
We are talking about maybe your political party or whatever. We now focus much on that implementation, on that, you know, how to get access, lead them out.
Yeah.
Maybe most of them, they don't even know how to, the literacy, financial literacy that you're talking about. Maybe you can also facilitate the development of their business plan, like Andio Kampanyoka was doing here.
Yeah.
So let's hear some kind
but
of.
But you know, Uncle Bona, the agency of this name, that 5 years is not long. I mean, for now, the final decision, the final investment decision, that this now the company that are doing exploration is next year. So by next year they will have their final investment decisions, and then now we start actually producing. So 5 years, by 2029, the projection is that by 2029, we actually will start producing oil already in Namibia. And we really need to do, and which is also Mrs. The Honorable Shilunga was saying, that we really need to start, you know, either training people and really getting everybody, because otherwise we find some of even this supportive job given to foreigners, because we aren't prepared, you know.
We are correct. Even if we trained all of them,
yeah.
All of them, we train them, we give them a start. I agree with them, all the things. due to our population, small population and things like that,
yeah,
you still have to rely on expatriates.
Yeah, no, definitely, but we want the,
yeah,
the
so,
bulk.
But what you are saying is that they understand it.
Yeah, the bulk of our people must get jobs, you know, and we need to train them. Yeah.
Yes. Now you are training those ones graduate. You retrain them, you upskill them and all these other things. You train them in different companies. What about the ones that who have fallen from the, what is it, from the grade 12 and all these things?
Yeah.
So those are some of the areas. Those ones are not difficult to mobilize and all these other things. But to mobilize the resources here, the human capital here now, this side, in the rural areas, where you want to know, you know, electrification of rural areas and all this job creation. Because people are coming here, they are here.
Yeah.
So they are just in the urban area because of those opportunities that you are talking about.
Yeah.
But otherwise, this is their area. So thank you very much, Mike. All I am saying is that the question as to how will that be done is made clear. Maybe we just have to encourage, have some kind of convict, inspire ourselves, entice ourselves to go in there.
Yeah.
Where you were talking about opportunity emerging.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
All the best.
Thank you for coming through, Uncle Bona.
Yes.
All right. All right. We still have about 2 minutes if you want to come through and just actually have your say or comment or react on some of the things that we have discussed or just your contribution. So you can come through. Our telephone number is 08-333-66-091 or 08-333-66-091. And I'm going to just give you a minute or two to make your point. All right. So, yeah. So I will, after this, I'll come and say my goodbye. And, yeah, so stay tuned.
Omudiha utekiru wakaguna ii matina omjo. Shikawa shafaa sana nana nonge shifaa ya eshiwike moshiwana. Ie moyao ota ingongo tisamwene. Anange shifaa ya Namibia ombitombwa na wa oronjika. Seitha nina omayaguro nirandisoma yoe. Yonge shefa yoe kupikira mo Eagle FM Media House. Ngoe tuende tuimemeha uu kakombanga nina. Kara omkwa shifaregi uimepo yomo programa letu. Moambo dengira selma konara hita tuimu. Datundatu heari hamano tano oni aj. Eagle FM. The Eye.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Yes, this is Eagle FM. And our time is about 30 minutes past the hour of 9, and that's actually bring us to the end of our of unpacking the day. Thanks for those who come through, and also let's say let thanks Mr. Kanchimi for making time and really to shed light really to very, very important initiatives that actually Petrofund is actually taking. And I hope that you, as a young people out there, you have really followed and taken some of the information that you will follow up and be able to make use of the opportunity that has been created. So my name is Mike Oshoveli, and this is me saying goodbye, and also I'm encouraging you to stay tuned to Eagle FM because mind the gap is on the, it's coming up, and with Helmut. So from me, Mike Oshoveli, until tomorrow, and bye for now.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel
anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the I.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Catatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Catatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Omudiha, we take it waka guna.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the I.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom.